For me, there's two kinds of encounters. There's the encounter that you know is coming, that you expect, and you're kind of ready for. And then there's the encounter that you are not expecting and is a complete surprise. And my story is the latter. So we need to go back to 1986, the end of 1986. I am living on Stewart Island with my fisherman boyfriend. I've only been there for about 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks. And this particular day is my second day in the fish shed filleting blue cod. Now, earlier in the week, I had heard some locals talking about the fact that the Prime Minister of New Zealand was going to be visiting Stewart Island. And I kind of, you know, put that within my own American context and imagined Secret Service people, you know, coming to the island, and there would be reporters from every newspaper and every radio station, and the two TV stations, Channel 1 and 2, they would be there. There might even be a band, which would be really exciting. There would be a lot of, you know, pomp and circumstance and special meetings. And then I kind of didn't think about it anymore. That was about it. So this particular morning, it's early. It's about 8 o'clock. I am getting myself into my fish shed outfit, which is a pair of white, stained but very clean overalls, two sizes too big, a really hideous plastic apron that goes from just under my neck to the top of my ankles. There's kind of a ropey thing around the neck, and then these really long ties. And so you tie it first behind you, and then you tie it again in the front, and you definitely look like a sausage tied in the middle. I had steel-capped white gumboots on, very heavy. My right hand, which was my sharp knife hand, I had a cotton glove. And in my left hand, which was the hand that was holding this slippery skin, I had this really funky steel mesh glove. Now, to top it all off, was a hairnet where the seam is in the center. And that was so hideous that I ended up grabbing a white cap that the men would wear who had really short hair. They didn't have to wear the hairnets. They would just have this white cap. So I sort of topped it off with that. On the line, there's only about nine of us, and it's really cold. It's really noisy. There are a couple of generators that are keeping the lights on, keeping the water pumping. There's no way you can talk to the person next to you or the person across from you. You're very focused, you know, on your work and just filleting the cod. And then I notice, just out of the corner of my eye, a group of five people, four men and a woman, who were standing at the far end of the shed, and they had professional clothes on. And it suddenly occurred to me in this really kind of awful epiphany that one of those men could be the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And they were gazing at me in my direction. And my heart was just pounding. And I did what like a young child would do to make the monster go away. You just don't look at it, you know? So I was just focused on the next blue cod in front of me. And I'm screaming inside, absolutely screaming, because I'm so sure that they're going to want to talk with me of all the people on the line. And sure enough, there's this little tap on my shoulder, and it's the woman. And she's smiling. She can't speak to me because it's too noisy. But she's doing this with her finger. And I looked at the woman who was directly across from me, and I just gave her this look like, I had nothing to do with this. This is out of my control completely. So I followed her over to this group. I am introduced to the Prime Minister of New Zealand. His name was David Lange. I could not shake his hand because I had slimy, really slimy, wet hands. And I discovered very quickly that he had a fabulous sense of humor. Because I said to him, you know, I'm American. I just got here. This is my second day in the shed. I didn't know your name. I don't really know what you do. And most importantly, I don't know if anybody likes you even. And he threw his head back and his, you know, his mouth was open and big guffaw. And I ended up pointing to him a couple of people on the line that I thought were a lot more appropriate, you know, for him to talk to. Whew. So later, you know, that day, kind of thinking about this new country that I'm living in, how remarkable that the most powerful man in the country was just standing in a fish shed in Stewart Island and wanted to talk to me, you know? No police, no men with sunglasses, you know, poking in one of their ears. It was really incredible. And the other thing that this encounter reminds me of all the time is sometimes when you meet someone that you're not expecting, those are the ones that stand out and make a great story.